The manner in which the wireless in the press of Germany are describing the alleged situation in the frontier district of Czechoslovakia is unbelievably shameful. The propaganda of Germany is not ashamed to speak of massacres and of thousands of refugees. The truth is quite the reverse of this. There has been a general pacification, and the German provincial press is also appealing for moderation and order. Now, a single first incident occurred during last night. Germany's propaganda also seeks to damage our economic life by its lying reports. Runs on the bank and other signs of economic revolution were referred to. There was a brief run on certain banks here, but the reasons were quite understandable. This touch of nervousness soon disappeared when it was seen that payments were being promptly made. The Czechoslovak Stock Exchange remains quite calm. The intentions of Germany's propaganda are very transparent. It is sought to worry European attention and to weaken our nerves. However, the fact remains that the state power has restored order throughout the Republic and guarantees the regular course of daily life. It is obvious, however, that those who prefer machine guns and hand grenades in place of reasonable arguments are better out of the way. No propaganda can alter facts, and these facts are open to control by the public opinion of the world. The Czechoslovak Minister of Railways, Mr. Rudolf Vecinia, the Deputy Prime Minister, in an interview given to the Journal Daily, a little by Novina, declares that the plebiscite in Czechoslovakia cannot even be discussed. No government could be found in the Czechoslovak Republic which would accept the plebiscite. Moreover, a plebiscite would settle nothing, for at least 1 million Germans would fly from the plebiscite areas to the center of the country, and thus a new German minority would originate, and would become a fresh excuse for the further sedate German question, a fresh excuse for further pressure on Czechoslovakia until the country was utterly destroyed. Mr. Bekinia declared that there would be no better place in the Czechoslovak state, and there would be no international police. We have restored order ourselves, and we shall maintain it ourselves. We are showing that we are carrying out our program, which means a full equality of rights for all the nations in the Republic. Mr. Bekinia, in conclusion, asked the public to trust the government and the army. The situation in the frontier territory is continually improving. It is clear that the extraordinary provisions taken by the government to restore order have not been without effect, and quiet has everywhere been restored. Throughout the whole population of the nationally mixed area, there is evidence of quietening and pacification. Among the members of the sedate German party, feelings of anxiety and exasperation are evident. Their leaders, in many phases, have fled to Germany and left the rank and file members to their fate. The secretariats of the sedate German party are in some places closed, and the party apparatus is not functioning. Population is beginning to make comparisons between the untruthful reports of the German wireless system as to the situation in Czechoslovakia and the actual events which are taking place around them. Many are showing their annoyance at the distortion of the truth and the incitements to disorder contained in the German announcements. The membership of the sedate German party are filled with anxiety and uncertainty because of the flight of local leaders and of Konrad Henlein to Germany. Henlein's statement over the German wireless system aroused anger and excitement, approaching panic among the sedate German population. Tomorrow, in Sosnov, in northwestern Bohemia, a military funeral of the 8 gunmans who were killed in the execution of their duties will take place. After the military funeral, the remains will be taken to their birthplaces, where they will have a church ceremony. On Sunday will take place the funeral of the 9th gunman, who was killed in the execution of his duty in the mountain of St. Sebastian.
Hello, this is Praha, Czechoslovakia calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to our first English news bulletin. Our second English news bulletin will be read at 10 minutes to 9 Eastern Standard Time.